From the shores of Summer Lake in Tigard, Oregon, it's the Portland Tim Beers Podcast, a show featuring two guys who love craft beer and Portland Timbers soccer. And now, here are your hosts, Jason and Gary.
Tim Beers. I'm Jason.
And I'm Gary.
We're the Portland Tim Beers. We talk about soccer, beer, and pretty much whatever else we want. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. How you been?
Yeah, I'm living the life.
Yeah. Lots of travel, all sorts of fun stuff.
Yeah, so, it's been a while, so we are going to introduce some new stuff, kind of a new direction of the show.
Yeah.
So, short podcast, but we're transitioning, so.
Kind of a farewell podcast.
Farewell to the original kind of version of this. And then we'll transition into something else, and we'll talk about that shortly.
Very definitely.
Well, what are you thinking of the beer lineup in front of you? How's the beers? What are you impressed with? What are you not impressed with?
Well, I've only tried one so far.
Okay.
And it's weird. The initial taste, it almost made it taste like a lemon lager. But
really?
My taste buds could be really messed up right now, too. Not sure.
Very strange.
Yeah, it's... It's a, what is this? Public Coast American Lager. And again, very low ABV, very drinkable.
Oh, yeah, very. It's got good taste to it. It's crisp, it's clean. Not a lot of hoppiness, which you wouldn't expect in an American ale. And really no maltiness either. Just a real good, clean flavor to it.
Yeah, no, it's decent beer, so. All right, well, what do you got in the brew works? You've been brewing?
Actually, yeah. The Oktoberfest is currently in the tank, fermented under pressure for the last 3 days. And then I'm just letting it free rise up to about 68 to do the diacetyl rest. Because I'm doing the lager version of it this year. And then once it gets through that diacetyl rest, I'll start doing a gradual decline back down to about probably 36 to 38 degrees. Once it hits that, keg it and pop it in the fridge.
Bonus, yeah. Well, that's excellent. I don't have anything in the tank, so I'm still waiting on my kit.
Still hasn't showed up, huh?
Still hasn't shown.
Wow.
So we'll see. I ordered a, what did I order? An alt I'm going to do this year. So I ordered a bunch of grains and yeast and all that stuff from Northern Brewer. And we're still waiting.
That's kind of spooky when you're dealing with yeast, not shipping, or if it's out there for too long. You start losing viabilities.
Well, I got to wonder, are they delayed because of that whole UPS strike? Or, like,
could be.
Are they waiting because of the heat? They're not going to ship it until later?
I don't know. There's a lot of variables out there.
I've ordered once or twice from them before, and they've been okay, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Good. All right. Well, so we got a camera going on behind us.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
And we're going to have to rethink how we do the show.
Yeah, and we'll probably have to rethink camera placement at some point, too.
100%.
Know, depends, but we're going with what we got for right now, just to see what happens.
I think what we'll do is we'll do kind of this kind of headshot kind of intro thing, and then we'll go into a full production down the road.
So right.
This will be just a sneak peek.
Kind of a new media source.
So we thought we'd do something a little bit different. So we thought one, like, high-quality podcast, video cast per month.
Right.
We're going to add the video component. We've talked about that for a couple of years. And that's going to require a little bit of change for us.
Correct.
But I think we can still do both.
Correct.
And then we're going to do something a little bit different where... we're out and about, not just drinking beer, but we're doing the stuff that we do, like skiing and fly fishing and soccer and all stand-up paddleboarding.
So. Yeah. looking at it more of, I think you told me the other day, as an adventure cast versus a podcast.
Yeah. So the Tim Beers Adventure Cast will be launched in August. So we'll give a kind of a farewell swan song on this one and
right.
wind it down and rebrand and push out a new adventure cast sometime in August.
Cool.
So got all sorts of good stuff planned. So plenty of fly fishing weather and season left, especially with the fall coming up.
Yep.
Got a huge, huge trip out to Yakima for the Fresh Hop Festival.
That one's going to be an amazing trip.
And we'll be doing a bunch of fly fishing on the Yakima River and some of the other rivers there.
Yeah.
Got a whole group of guys going. So,
yeah.
Undoubtedly some debauchery for sure.
Oh, more than likely. And catching that on camera this year is going to be priceless.
Going to be awesome.
Absolutely priceless.
Going to be awesome. Yeah, we figured with the Adventure Cast, we can do chest mounts, helmet mounts.
Yep.
Maybe even like a GoPro on a fly rod.
Yeah, I was thinking how we'd try and pull that off. Probably make the viewer kind of sick on that back and forth motion, but who knows?
That could be good. Could be crazy. For sure, there'll be beer involved.
So oh, yeah. Yeah.
We just... We feel like the beer stories have been tapped out.
Yep.
Beer's in this weird transition spot. Sales are going down. There's been oversaturation of the market. Same with the podcast side.
Oh, huge. Yeah. And then we look at both what's been going on in your life, my life. There's just been dramatic changes there as well.
Yeah.
We're not going to the Timbers soccer games as much. Just life has really transitioned away from what the original Tim Beers podcast was. And I think you both you and I agree that it to keep giving the listeners something that they feel is quality, it has to transition.
Yeah. It's too herky jerky. Again, we want something high quality once a month. We can for couple hours on the weekend, pour our life into it, get together, do some of the stuff that we normally do. So
right.
whether it's fly fishing,
right.
get out on a paddleboard, go to a brewery, go to a tap house.
Without a doubt.
And in the winter, we can carry it through with skiing, which we've had plenty of skiing interviews.
Lots of them.
So,
yeah.
But I think we can do all of that and then tie in some of the stories, the places that we go and the things
right.
that we do.
Yeah, and I think that works out really well because not only are you hearing about the places that we're skiing or visiting, you're actually getting to see what those areas
yeah.
are like, which is kind of nice.
Yeah, totally a different feel. So we'll have to see how this goes. Again, we're not video people. Like, we don't do video editing. We barely do any podcast or podcast
right?
editing.
Yeah.
So we'll learn this as we go, and I'm sure the first one will be just like Tim Beers podcast one.
Just like
probably
that
a little
one.
Bit better.
Yeah.
Less of a drunk fest.
Hopefully, yeah. that was a show, all right.
But, yeah, we'll make the jump. And then likely we'll transition from Acast off to YouTube.
Right.
And you'll find the podcast and the video cast or adventure cast on YouTube.
Right. So now we're kind of giving them the best of both worlds. If they want to listen to it while they're out on a
yep.
walk or doing something else, they still have that. But they also now will have that option to watch the shenanigans and debauchery that we may be getting into.
Totally, totally. Good. Well, that's the big announcement news. Outside of that, I've got nothing else planned other than we got some great beers here. So
yeah.
been hanging onto these beers
yeah,
for
yeah.
over a year. We have a Block 15 Sternwheeler Hazy Pale Ale.
Yes.
And... this is from down by Shampooey Park. They actually made this for the Sternwheeler down by Shampooey Park, just south of here. So it's a hazy pale ale.
Yeah, and I'll make sure I get the right beer on that for the camera when we're talking about that one.
Oh, that's right. We got the camera. We got to get used to that.
Yeah, and it's actually definitely a hazy, lighter colored beer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a pale ale, right? But then it's a pale ale that's hazy.
A hazy pale ale.
Yeah.
Hazy PA.
So, again, beer one, unless you, just to recap, is Public Coast American Lager. Beautiful, clear, light-colored beer.
Beautiful, clear.
Absolutely.
Tiny little bubbles on it.
Beer 2 is Historic Butteville Sternwheeler Hazy Pale Ale. Made by Block 15. Beer 3 is a Session IPA. And it comes from, well, actually, it's called Amigos Cerveces.
Okay.
Okay. And it's from Epic Brewing, and this is out of Mexico. Nice picture of Donald Trump on the front. Amigos Cerveza.
That's a good beer.
Session good beer. IPA, crushable.
You know, I'm really shocked at how tiny and compact their carbonation is in pretty much every beer that we've got out here tonight. I'm used to seeing a lot of the bigger CO2 bubbles, and these are super, super tiny.
Super fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got, for the fourth beer here today, we've got Carlitos Cerveza. It is a Chocolamente Stout. So okay. This is a Mexican stout. It's the ex-president of Mexico, and he's sitting next to a big bank wad.
Gee, I guess
there's some sort
why.
Of thing about fraud.
Yeah.
And again, outstanding beer, so it's...
It's got an interesting flavor to it. You can almost taste like a undertone of some kind of pepper.
Oh, I wonder.
But and maybe it's like a Mexican chocolate, so it's the
cinnamon,
the spicier.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some cinnamon in it, and it's a little bit warmer because we're sitting in this furnace of a room. So yeah, we have to figure that out. So good. All right. Well, you been doing any fly fishing? Anything?
You know, I haven't. And the thing that has kind of kept us from doing the podcasting is my schedule at work. And lo and behold, it's also been keeping me from doing a lot of the stuff that I want to do, like the fly fishing and the paddle boarding and all of that. But hopefully that's about to change. Hopefully they'll find a weekend guy to start taking over. And I won't have to worry about doing weekends, and I'll be able to get my weekends back.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see how your work schedule does. But I think one day a week or one day a month will actually allow us to, again, squeeze something in and get it
going. Yeah, I think definitely. And especially if we can get that weekend cleared because, you know, we both are so busy during the week that breaking away for anything is kind of nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again... We've been camping. Debbie and I camped like every freaking weekend since like beginning of May. And been to some great places, but also had been very fortunate to do a lot of fly fishing.
Right.
And this past weekend, so where we're at currently now, we were at Tillamook County's Kilchis River Campground.
Okay.
And it's a county park that sits way back up in the Coast Range, about 10 miles up. And on the Kilchis River, great salmon, steelhead, trout river, coastal stream. And it's summer run, so everything's really low. But I pulled, so day one, pulled a nice eight and a half inch trout out of there. And beautiful little trout, a lot of fight in them, but that's all I caught. I had a couple bites, but that's all.
But that's
I'm like, this is going to suck. Got up the next morning.
Yep.
One out, got zeroed, blanked, nothing, not even a bite. So, fish.
Were there any hatches happening?
Well, yeah. So, the night, there's a freaking crazy little yellow fly, like almost fluorescent yellow.
Okay.
And so, in the morning, there's nothing. Like, you're looking, and the water's warm because it's just soaking up the heat. It's a rock wall canyon, so they're sucking up the heat. So, but up against the rock low, you could, like, bait some of these fish out. But in the morning, nothing. Nothing at all. So that night, I'm, like, really feeling down. I'm, like, I had one the night before. I've got blanked in the morning. I spent 2.5 hours in the morning just fishing.
Yeah.
Go out that night. I caught 20 fish.
Holy crap. That's insane.
Yeah. And not all were, like, even... anything, but they're all wild Kilchis like trout. So okay. Cuddy's, a little bit of Rainbow, a little bit of Brown.
Yeah.
And I would even say probably some wild, like, steelhead slash, like, salmon or something.
Sure.
But I'm casting into under this log. I found this log with a ripple, and they're just sitting in this ripple. And I would cast in, first cast, boom, pulled like a 6-inch out.
Yeah.
Fought me like the 8-inch, fought me like into the 12 inches.
Okay.
Wild fish. So he comes off the hook. I drop him back in, cast out again, nothing. Second cast, boom, caught a 4-inch that fought more than the 8-inch. And I'm like, what the heck? So throw him back, cast in, and it was just like that all night for about 2.5 hours. I didn't even want to come in. Debbie came down. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know what's going on. I unlocked the cheat code somehow. I'm like, I'm ready to rock, dude.
What fly pattern were you using?
I used a little white, like a little white mayfly or a little white, like dames fly, but with a yellow body on it.
Oh,
and it
yeah.
just locked it in.
Okay.
So, the cheat code was they literally were in the ripple pattern. So they were looking for oxygenated water.
Right.
They were sitting low in the deep pool at the base of that ripple.
Yeah.
And you could just cast in and pluck whatever was out. So
nice.
Best one of all night is I caught one about the size of my thumb. The fly was about half the size of this little dude. And it was buried. Like the fly was like into him, down into his...
Oh,
I'm like, what
no.
the heck? So ended up getting the fly out. He did fine, but it was a night to remember. I came back and was just giddy.
Sounds awesome.
So went back this morning, like, I'm going to do this. Let's go.
Blank.
First cast, into the water, nothing. Second cast, pulled out a 6-incher.
Oh.
Now I'm like, we're doing it again. Blanked for the rest of the 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the one fish that was hungry from the night before because everybody else crowded him out.
Yeah, well, or I ruined everybody else. They all have sore lips and they're like.
Yeah, it could be. It's like, oh, guess what? That prick's back.
Yeah, so, but absolutely, I needed one of those nights because I was kind of low on my son. I'm like, man, and like it's been a tough fishing season, but it was good. So
the water was low?
Yeah, so water's low.
Which is interesting because you drive through downtown Portland and the, the Willamette that goes right through there?
Yeah.
Still looks high.
Yeah.
So well, it's weird the water tables right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I know like a lot of the coastal streams, things like that, like the Wilson, the Trask, all those are fairly low.
Interesting.
And not like lower than normal, but like summer run low.
Yeah.
And so you need those first few rains to kind of pick them back up and do their thing. So, but it, I mean, you can still fish on these coastal streams. You can still find the places and do your thing. Just if you're nymphing, and I did a lot of nymphing the deep pools because there's huge deep pools, but there's nothing in them.
Right.
Because it's unoxygenated. It just sits and bakes all day.
Yeah.
And so you need at this time of year, especially in the low rivers, something that's a little bit cooler, that's moving, and has a little bit of oxygen. And it did just fine. So
it's like whenever I've gone over to Bend and done some of the rivers over there, especially midsummer, you want to hit the riffle patterns.
Yep.
Because that's where everything's sitting, is right in the riffle.
Yep.
Where they're getting the oxygen, but they're also getting the food source.
Yep. And you can watch the foam lines coming off of those riffles.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem with that white little fly is in the foam, it looked
gets
like
lost.
The foam. Yeah. So you really had to kind of pick and choose where you popped it. But it was good. We got to get back up to the Tualatin and check it out.
Yeah, we need to see what that river's doing right now.
And I still want to hit Gales. Gales Creek might be a great little place for us to pop into pretty easily. And those are ones, again, if it's a warm summer evening or something like that, I mean, we want to go about now as things are, as the sun's getting a little bit low, the hatch is hit, all the flies are going, but
Yeah, the thing I'm really interested in trying this year, and hopefully you and I will be able to do it with chest harnesses on with the GoPros, is fly fishing from the paddle boards as a platform, like out on a lake or something along those lines. So,
well, I did that in Mexico and was a pain in the ass, but
it can be.
I'm up for another try, so it'll be good. All right, buddy. Well, so four beers sitting here staring us in the face.
Yep.
Really, the primary purpose of this one was not to give you any brewing knowledge, not to pass any interviews, but say a farewell to the listeners that have listened on the Tim Beers podcast for the last five, six years.
And we'd love to thank all of you. I mean, it's funny because we've kind of slacked off. Drastically slacked off within the last year, and it's the amazing thing on that is I didn't know really how bad we had slacked off until I started hearing from people that were asking us, "Hey, when's the next podcast going to happen? Are you guys done, or are you going to do it again? What are you doing?" And so that it was kind of interesting to see how much of an impact we've had in just everyday's life.
You know,
they want to hear something when they're out walking or do something else. And I didn't know that we were that big.
Yeah, the public support's been kind of cool. Like, we run into people that we've known or we've interviewed, or somebody's holding a festival and they're like, "Hey, you guys still around?" Family members, friends that listen to the podcast, people we've played soccer with. So, again, thanks for the awesome support over the years. We're not going away.
Nope.
It's going to be just different and located in a different place.
Right.
And you'll get to see our ugly mugs, actually, this time.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Yeah. Well, for, 6 years we've hidden our mugs and probably needed to hide our mugs.
Probably. Yeah.
But maybe we'll do it like Mystery Science 3000, which is film the back of our heads, like while we're watching a TV.
That's all you see.
You just see the back of our heads. Just our headsets. That'd be awesome. I wonder if anybody's doing that.
I don't know.
You just see every once in a while a beer glass come up to the side.
Show you the glass, show you the beer, come back in.
Oh, that'd be funny as hell.
Yeah. We might try that as a format.
Yeah, we could actually do it right here sitting in these chairs.
We could.
And then film it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That might be something. But,
might be how we started.
Maybe how we started. We'll make a name. Again, we don't have a goal for followers. We don't have a goal for anything. It's just getting out and doing it and doing something different. So putting a twist on this thing.
Very definitely.
Yeah. Well, again, look for it in August. There'll be a big announcement in August, and we'll pump it out. And, again, move over to the YouTube channel. So Tim Beers does have a YouTube channel.
Right.
And we'll share that in the show note links for this. And then say farewell. So
just to clarify for everybody that is listening.
Yeah.
The name isn't changing, per se. It's still going to be Tim Beers.
Right.
But it's now going to be an adventure cast versus a podcast.
Yeah.
And you'll still be able to get the audio, but now there's going to be a video component as well.
Yeah. And the idea there is you see a lot more of us doing stuff and drinking the beer.
Right.
A lot more live action. And those that want to listen to us as they take their morning stroll.
Yep.
You still can do that.
It'll still be there.
The audio will be there. All right, man. Well, let's blow out of here. So I think this is a record time for us. And with that, we, I guess, don't bid farewell, but we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Over on YouTube.
We will see you in the next iteration.
Yeah. All right. Tim Beers.
Tim Beers.
Thanks for listening to the Portland Tim Beers Podcast. Be sure to visit the Portland Tim Beers Podcast on acast.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content. If you love the Tim Beers Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes. Until next time, Tim Beers.